feel any different than OTA?
Yes. It's mandatory, so it does feel different. You know, we up the reps a little bit. The intensity, obviously, is it's up, and everyone's engaged, so it's different, absolutely.
It looks like the defense wanted to say something here today. They were sending a message, it seemed.
That's been the entire spring. It's been back and forth. And offense, in my opinion, today, they responded with a big stick. You know, they've competed all spring. That's what we want. We want both sides to compete equally.
Garrett Bowles had a little more action with the first offense today. What kind of progress have you seen from him?
A lot of progress. You know, it's a tough spot to play as a rookie, and it takes a lot of football IQ to play left tackle in NFL. When he knows what to do, he can block his guys. So his talent shows. The ultimate issue is knowing what to do and how to do it. But he's a first-round pick for a reason. He's a talent.
Vance, a couple of weeks ago, you said the offense, some of the plays were this long and
sure.
It could be a little complicated. How close is your offense to digesting it and knowing what to do?
A lot better. You know, our final install was last week, so now we're more into a review phase of the first 10 install. So it looks better. The communication's a lot cleaner.
Vance, what do you hope that Thursday when you walk away with this that you know about this football team that you can apply moving forward in the summer?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's tough because, you know, everyone's learning right now. But in my opinion, what's important for us is to have a great foundation going to camp. And offensively, what I witnessed today, you know, was that happening. You know, it's big plays being made. You know, guys know where to go and how to do their job, and that's important. Defensively, just keep building on our new change-ups, you know, so to speak. That group's engaged. They're competitive. So, you know, that's my goal, in my opinion, to kind of, you know, leave here with a foundation to compete during the summer.
With Paxton and Trevor, how important is it that when they make a mistake, they shake it off and can make a good play pretty quickly? Right,
that's very, very important. A couple weeks ago, that was our emphasis with the quarterbacks. You know, after a bad play, how do we correct that bad play and make it into a positive play the next play? So that's critical playing that position. It's going to be some bad plays, but how do you bounce back from those bad plays is important.
Feels like everyone's asking about Isaiah McKenzie. What can you tell us this week about him?
He is explosive. He is fast. He plays fast all the time. He can do a lot of things for us as far as punt returning, playing some halfback, being the slot guy. He's a smart guy, and he's very competitive. So he's a guy that should help us in the fall.
What's the update on A.J. Derby? He doesn't have a helmet out there today.
He's got a slight hamstring. It's probably about 75-85%. If it was a game week, he probably could go. But it being a mini camp and, you know, not wanting guys to leave here injured, you know, to have a chance to train for 5 weeks is important now. So we're being smart there. You know, let's get him through this week and get him healthy so he can go home and train. He can come back in the fall and compete.
It looked like you were giving some different looks on the line, possibly with the young kid, Garrett, where he was, and even Leary. Can you talk about
what was going on there? Well, we move Max back to the left guard, and we're trying Leary at right guard. And, you know, hopefully that's a better mesh for us. You know, Leary played left the entire spring, and Max played the right. So we think Max more comfortable playing left, and Ronald, he doesn't care. So that's the best thing for us. I'm sorry? Bowles is alternating with Ty at left tackle. So every other series.
We saw Kyle Whitfield went back to Do you have any update on
him? He's being evaluated for a foot injury. You know, I'm not sure what it is, but he went down with a foot injury.
Yesterday, rookies were out in the community. What does it mean to see the guys out there?
That's important. You know, to be a part of this football team, it's special. It's a special community, a special franchise. So they have a chance to go out and, you know, be a Bronco in the community is important for us.
Speaking of rookies, Jake Butt in the helmet for the first time. How's he coming along?
He's coming along well. You know, the plan won't change for Jake. I mean, he's going to be a guy that's going to be probably a PUP guy, probably starting camp. So not much have changed.
I know it could be difficult to sort of slot these undrafted guys, but
sure.
It seems like Hunter Sharp's gotten a lot of work.
Yeah.
Return game, do you like him?
He's worked hard. I mean, he's run good routes. He's made some plays in the past game. So he's a guy we definitely, you know, eyeballing here for the fall training camp.
There's some receivers available out there.
Sure.
Hard
heartthrob Eric Decker.
Heartthrob? For you or for me? Who are you speaking for, Mike?
All of us.
For all of you guys.
Everybody.
I'm married. I don't know about you guys.
So am I.
Okay.
For mailbaggers out there.
I got gotcha. You.
Interested or where are you standing?
We've drafted two young guys that we're excited about. It's a full room, guys. It's going to be tough to find six to make our roster. You know, so we can't add anyone right now. You know, we're satisfied with what we've got in that room. It's a competitive room. It's a young room, so we're satisfied.
As far as the tight ends, Gary Barton just still around, and he had said he had spoken to some of his coaches who are here with the Broncos. Now, has there been any interest in that?
Not really. You know, it's early. You know, it could be later on, but right now, not really.
Coach, there were a few scuffles out there today. How do you balance players being
aggressive? I didn't see that. Did you see that?
How do you balance players being aggressive as a head coach and not crossing the
line? It's guys competing, you know, and what you said, not crossing the line, is that's accurate. You know, we can't cross the line. You know, we're teammates, and being a good teammate's important. That's going to happen. You know, guys are competing. Guys want to win a role in this football team. So that happens from time to time, but it cannot be personal.
Surprised to see Derek Wolfe in that mix?
I'm not. I'm not at all. I mean, that's his personality, but I'm excited to see our guys take a stand offensively.
Your quarterback competition, mm-hmm. Coach.
Yes.
Still even Steven? Did you see Paxton getting much better? How do you see it with this? You're almost done here.
Yeah. They're both getting better, Mike. Again, it's hard to give a true evaluation right now with these guys because it's so much learning going around those guys. It's been positive plays by both guys. It's been big throws by both guys. It's been some terrible throws by both guys. Our mindset has not changed. You know, that's going to start more in the fall. So as we watch these guys, we're just coaching and trying to improve every day. You know, so we get to the fall, we have a true evaluation.
Is it difficult, you think, for the locker room, for one guy to step up and be mm-hmm. the leader when he knows he might not be the guy?
I think it's awkward for guys to, you know, be in a competition to be the quarterback and to be a leader, you know, because, you know, if you're not the guy, it's kind of not natural to portray being a guy. So it's awkward, but they've both been told they have to do it. You know, you have to assume you're going to win the job and lead this football team.
And do you still think this will go down to the wire? You talked about it going as far as deep into camp as you'd like. Has that changed though?
It has not, guys. I don't have a timetable on it. You know, it could be the first week of camp. It can be the end of preseason. I'm not sure. You know, when I see a clear separation, I'll call it off.
How much does the defense decide that for you? I know preseason games, but how much does your own defense?
Our defense
help you decide what your quarterback's
right.
Which quarterback's ready?
It's just practice. You know, so I mean, they're playing against the same players every day. So obviously, you know, if one guy's playing better than the other, he's obviously outperforming that guy. So defense is really irrelevant, you know, to this competition.
A few more for the coach.
What's the most important thing both of those guys can do in the 6 weeks or so between when they leave here?
Right. Continue to study, you know, and that's everyone on this football team. You know, we put a lot of football in, you know, from the OTAs until the in the minicamp here. What we don't want is guys to come back and be on zero, you know. If you leave a 10, come back an 8. You know, that's fair, but you can't come back a zero, and that's important for everyone on this football team with a new coaching staff in place here.
Yeah, so what part of the grade is the offseason program for the quarterbacks? If you're really starting to compete in camp, what part of the grade is this part here?
This part, probably zero to none, guys, to be honest. I mean, it's going to be one on the football field. It's going to be one in the games in preseason, and that's where the evaluation starts, in my opinion.
So you've kept your word that this was the learning period.
Absolutely. That has not changed from myself or the staff.
You said it can be awkward in the locker room with Paxton and Trevor trying to, you know,
yeah.
step up and be leaders,
yeah.
even though they're not the guy yet. Are you looking, though, for one of them to maybe step up and take that?
Well, not the locker room, so to speak. You know, more on the football field. You know, that's the awkward part because, you know, it's just tough when you're not named the guy to kind of portray being the guy. The locker room, both guys are fine, you know. Their teammates love playing for them, and that part won't be an issue inside.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.